Aircheckdownloads.com.
And good morning, good morning, good morning. Wednesday, the 13th of February, 2002. This is Ian Downes. Good morning, 5 minutes after six, and we'll take a look at the latest travel then with Star 106.6 Essential Travel with Trade Sales Car Supermarket in Slough. There you go. There's Pop Idol winner William Young. 14 minutes past six. Good morning.
Star 106.6.
Now, with better music.
Music
and more of it.
Sunshine and showers today, tops of 10 and 50. This is Robbie Williams and Supreme at Star 106.6. So all day today, you can win a Valentine's Day prize pack for your loved one, including a helium-filled Valentine's balloon, a cute cuddly toy, and a copy of Love, Whitney on CD. Featuring all her best love songs, simply listen now for your trigger track. And then call us on 01753551818. And Love Struck Line 9 will be a winner. Easy as that. Love is in the air all day today with Complete Party Services at Alexandra Plaza Slough for your complete solution to Valentine's Day. Visit CPS now. 18 minutes after 6. Good morning, this is Ian Downes. There's Robbie Williams. And it is Robbie's birthday today. He's 28. Robbie Williams, 28 today. So he is the subject of our early bird quiz. Up for grabs, a pair of tickets to go and see Ocean's 11 at the UGC Cinema in Slough this weekend. And the early bird quiz question is this. Which boy band did Robbie Williams used to be in? Was it A, Boyzone? Was it B, Take That? Or was it C, The Monkees? Which boy band did Robbie Williams used to be in, please? It's his birthday today. He's 28. The early bird quiz, up for grabs. A pair of tickets to go and see Ocean's 11 at the UGC Cinema in Slough. The question is, which boy band did Robbie used to be in? Was it A, Boyzone? Was it B, Take That? Or was it C, The Monkees? 01753551818. We'll check out the roads now, so we will. No major problems on the motorways.
The Ian Downes Breakfast Show on Star 106.6 with Fenwick of Windsor, the leading fashion store.
Morning then, it is Wednesday the 13th of February 2002. This is Ian Downes. Sunshine and showers, cloudy at times, top temperatures today of 10 Celsius. That's 50 Fahrenheit. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning, Ian.
How are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
Good
How
stuff.
You?
Yeah, not bad. We were just having a chat about when Gareth released his single, weren't we?
Yeah.
From Pop Idol. It's funny how, you know, Will might be the winner, but everybody asked me about Gareth.
Yeah,
everybody asked me about
Gareth. Shame, wasn't it, really? There was no winner. There was two together, weren't there, really?
Absolutely.
They were buddies and very close.
Yeah, I think they'll both do very well.
Yes. Lisa. And Gareth, is it?
Yeah.
They're
Darius.
All made, aren't they?
Yeah. Lisa's quite happy, aren't you, Lisa? That Will won.
Can't
believe
Will.
It. Producer Lisa's with us this morning. She likes Will, but she says she wouldn't kick Gareth out of bed. Yeah. Filthy, isn't she? Filthy.
Well, he's young, isn't he? Anyway?
What about you, Anne? Do you fancy? You know, would you kick Gareth out of bed?
My little toy boy. My little toy boy.
So our early bird quiz this morning.
I welcome him in my home anytime.
Oh, good.
And Will.
Make him a nice cup of tea.
Yeah, and Darius and
okay.
Will.
Good. Oh, nice. Well, perhaps we'll all come round.
Yeah, all right then. Let me know.
All right, so we've got these cinema tickets to go and see Ocean's 11 at the UGC Cinema in Slough for grabs. All you got to do, early bird quiz this morning, it's Robbie's birthday today, he's 28. But which boy band was he in? Was he in A, Boyzone, B, Take That, or C, was he in The Monkees?
Take That.
He was in Take That, wasn't he? Yay! Very well done, and the tickets in the post to you. Have an absolutely fantastic weekend.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. And there'll be another early bird quiz tomorrow then, bright and early after 6 o'clock. Time now, 6:25. Playing better music and more of it across Maidenhead, Windsor and Slough. This is Ian Downes. Good morning. It's The Breakfast Show for Wednesday the 13th of February 2002. Sunshine and showers, cloudy at times, top temperatures today of 10 Celsius, 50 Fahrenheit. It's Ask Me Anything Wednesday today. If you've got a burning question, we've had a few emailed in actually, and we'll be discussing those a little bit later on. We'll put our resources to the test, but if there's a burning question that's always been going on in your head, maybe you wanted to know the answer to, you know, a puzzle or something, or there's something that's really sort of, you know, getting your goat. We talked about initials a couple of weeks ago, which was quite cool. What do initials stand for? Like, what does ICI stand for? Stuff like that. So, we'll do that a little bit later on. Ask Me Anything Wednesday. And producer Lisa is the lady in the know with all that, aren't you, producer Lisa?
I am.
She is. She's in the know. And she'll be doing her thing a little bit later on. It's Star 106.6, playing better music and more of it. We'll do the headlines with Kate Jones in just a sec. Just looking through some of the showbiz news today, looks like Posh and Bex will be heading to a big screen near you. The showbiz pair have confirmed they are about to step in front of the camera to film a cameo in the upcoming flick Bend It Like Beckham. Bend It Like Beckham. Okay. Oh, I guess they're talking about the way he does free kicks, are they? Not sure. The movie has already been completed with a pair of David and Victoria lookalikes, apparently, but the real couple say they want to do it themselves. Producers are now pulling out all the stops to get the scenes reshot before its release in April. Just imagine that, if you're just, you know, producing a film called Bend It Like Beckham, and then David, what's up, what are you laughing at?
I'm not laughing.
Yes, you are.
I'm not.
Kate Jones is laughing. Bend It Like Beckham is coming out in April, and he's actually going to be in it as well. That's really cool. Imagine you're the filmmakers.
So he's an actor now, is he?
Well, you know, quite okay. Possibly. Oh, it's a cameo role, so he can just be himself, can't he?
Well, let's hope so.
What are you suggesting?
Well,
I'm you're suggesting okay. That David Beckham might not be a good actor?
I don't want to prejudge him, but I think he should stay on the pitch.
I think we might have a few issues there. but just imagine, so can I just make the point I've been trying to make?
Sorry, you make that point.
Is that imagine you're the filmmaker, right, making a film, Bend It Like Beckham, and you put the lookalikes in it, and then actually you get a phone call from David Beckham saying, actually, I'd quite like to be in the film. That'd be so cool.
You'd feel quite pleased with yourself, wouldn't
so
you?
I'm making a radio programme about about David and Victoria Beckham, and, you know, I'm going to have some lookalikes, but, you know, actually, David and Victoria, you know, if you're listening, you know, wouldn't mind you sort of coming and doing it yourself, really, to be honest. That'd be a bit of a scoop, wouldn't it? You definitely want to be. You definitely want to be doing news that day, wouldn't you?
I would,
David
yes.
Beckham in the studio. All right, Wednesday, 13th of February, 2002, time 6:30. Here's the latest, Kate Jones.
The top story: struggling airline firm British Airways is expected to slash its workforce by 5,000 or 6,000 people later.
Aircheckdownloads.com.